Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. Dracarys, bitches. See what I did there?
I like that.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm here with Brian Carter, Kristen's boyfriend, and I wanted to surprise him with my opening.
Thank you for that title of Kristen's boyfriend.
Like, well, you know what I mean?
It still says that I'm Vanderpump Rules 2 on the bottom of my name, probably.
I mean, I'm surprised it doesn't say, like, Stassi, former Sir Server on the bottom
right?
of mine.
Exactly. Ex-Sir Server, now, what are you now? The party planner?
I have been event planning.
Oh, event planner.
For Sir. Yes, I have.
And crushing it, by the way.
It's actually really hard.
Heck yeah, it is.
It's so hard. Like, I feel like I've put in, like, a lot of my own money to do it. Like, legitimately, because I want to do a really good job. So every little thing that I've done, yeah.
So you're saying that Lisa needs to up the budget a little bit.
Yeah, what the actual F? You know what I mean?
I know. Give me the money so I can make the party
Show
legit and amazing.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
So normally I have Carter on to talk about, like, The Bachelor.
Yes.
But
that's
shit.
I can't watch it anymore.
It's been, I couldn't even, you know, I didn't even watch 5 minutes of the first episode.
We tried, and I think I fell asleep.
What's going on here?
I don't know. Who is this guy? I guess I don't remember watching past seasons. I try to forget that.
Yeah.
Except for to see who is going to... Actually, me and Kristen watch a little bit just to see who's going to be the new Bachelor in Paradise people.
Well, and
a little bit of that.
Well, and they're doing the Winter Games thing, right?
Well, I don't know about this.
Like, there's this, like, new...
Like Olympics thing?
But with Bachelor people. So, like... I really don't. I don't understand what it is. So it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's like Bachelor in Paradise winter style.
Oh, like they're gonna go to, like, Tahoe or something. Like they're on South Lake Tahoe right now or something like that. Like, but they're gonna go skiing together instead of being on, like, a island. They're gonna be in, like, a nice mountain cabin.
But I'm under the impression that there will be competitions, almost like Real World Road Rules Challenge.
That could get nasty.
What if we did a Bravo mashup competition style?
I think your guys' show would win. Vanderpump Rules would win for sure.
Well, we're competitive AF.
And the girls are cutthroat
ruthless
killers.
Yeah.
And then the guys, they might be a little athletic. They used to be athletic enough.
I think. Well, listen, I mean, Kristen and I just had our first day. I mean, Kristen's always, like, worked out, like, on and off and stuff like that. So so she's.
I mean, I kind of had to hold my smile on that one a little bit.
Well,
she does. She works out.
More than I.
She eats healthy.
Meaning, well, she's a very healthy eater, but more than, okay, had a workout habit that was way better than mine, which is, like, once a year I'll go through 3 weeks of my life where, like, I'll work out a lot and then that's it to last me the rest of the year. I'm mainly sedentary. So me and Kristen,
you're over here doing the wine curls, the 8 ounce wine curls.
That's honestly the only exercise I get.
Well, you walk up and down your steps every day. It's good for the glutes.
Yeah. Must be why I don't have cellulite yet. Mm-hmm. Thank you for those stairs.
Thank you.
But so Kristen and I started today. And we started training with Jenna Willis. She's a great trainer.
She used to work at Sir?
She used to, yeah. Well, Villablanca.
Villablanca.
Yeah, but she's, like, legit. She, like, trains, like, hardcore legit people. I don't think I'm allowed to, like, or she's starting to. I don't know if I'm allowed to say who, so, like, I don't want to ruin anything for her. But
you
so,
guys are hardcore legit, though.
Totes. Vanderpump. D minus list reality stars. We can get it
in the park.
Yeah, in the park. Well, because
doing squats.
Because I said no, I don't want to join a gym. Gyms make me depressed.
And they smell.
And there's grunting, you know?
Yeah.
And like.
And you gotta wait for the next equipment to open up, and like someone always in there like on their phone. It's a social scene out here in LA. That's what the gym is.
I can't.
I mean, I used to be a hardcore workout. I used to be very into it, 5-6 days a week, chicken, protein shakes, yeah, go. But I'm not as much anymore. Bulk is so 90s.
What is so
90s? Being bulky and buff.
Being bulky, so 90s?
Yeah, now it's about being slim and lean.
That is so LA.
Athletic, fit.
Do you see that up there? That's protein powder.
Wow, and it hasn't even been opened yet.
Well, I got it today.
Have you tried it yet?
No.
Because protein shakes are not good.
Well, I went into this place and was like, I wasn't by myself, obviously, because I know nothing about this shit. But I was like, I want a protein. He goes, well, what kind of protein powder do you want? I was like, one that's not going to make me look like a man. And he basically brought me to this area and he's like, well, do you want one that like fills you up, or do you want one that like helps with your digestive tract? And I'm like, fills me the fuck up so I like don't eat.
And get skinny.
Yeah. I'm like, send me to that section. So yeah, I have this protein powder. I'm trying to start working out. Me and Kristen are committed to each other and rallying each other to go do it. And today Kristen vomited.
Yeah, she did. I don't know if you guys have a chance, but check out the Instagram story. Hopefully this airs before it comes down.
It will.
It was the funniest thing I have ever seen.
I can pin it. I think I can pin it to my Instagram for a while. Like, to do like one of those like top things that's always there.
I think you have to.
I have to.
Because you gotta have, they needed to have like something to actually realize the visual. That,
like, no, like,
it,
I mean,
was bad.
Granted, yeah, we didn't actually, like, I didn't take a video of Kristen vomiting, but.
Well, first of all, you don't drink coffee and take Adderall before you go work out.
Right.
Do cardio.
Because I'm like, Kristen, you're way more athletic than I am. Like, what the fuck is going on with you? She's like, I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up. And I'm like, what did you have? And she's like, coffee and Adderall. I'm like, dude, my heart would have stopped. I'd be throwing up too. Like, I wouldn't even have like a sip of caffeine this morning. I was so scared of like working out. And she
Well, don't forget the broccoli too. That's all she had probably was broccoli, caffeine.
Broccoli, and caffeine, Adderall. And an Adderall. You're right.
Kristen's morning routine.
You are so right. And it was so sad because the bathroom, she thought that the only restroom that there was like the outdoor park bathroom. And when there were like two homeless people right in front of it. And when you open it, she said that it was like a layer of like just piss on the ground. And
so that would have made me vomit regardless of the working out.
She couldn't even be in there.
Poor girl.
It was like, no.
Did she do it in the bushes or was it in the bathroom?
So she went and found a building to find a bathroom to go throw up.
How long was she gone for?
She wasn't gone that long. Surprising.
She must have sprinted. She must have ran.
That was like some projectile vomiting, I'm sure.
Kristen never throws up. She never gets hungover.
She doesn't.
She never gets. I don't get how she doesn't get hungover.
It's so weird.
It's weird. I'll be in bed just like, ugh, deathbed, done. And she's like, I hate people who are hungover, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, forget you. I hate you.
And she doesn't even use the party, the hangover patch or the party pill.
Never.
She doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
She is enigma.
She really doesn't. Really, Ludster? Can you not right now?
Thank you.
Luda?
Pretty princess.
It's not time. Technology is so cool. I mean, living in 2018, there's so many things we can do in terms of technology. Think about it in the past. It's an award show and you're not home, or you're at work, or you have somewhere to be and you're like, shoot, I'm missing this. I don't get to see it live. I'm seeing it, people commenting it on it all over Twitter. This sucks. I have to wait and watch it tomorrow. And then, you know, the excitement, it's just not really there when you're watching it the next day. Well, you're in store for something. You can stream the 60th Annual Grammy Awards live with CBS All Access. So join host James Corden this Sunday, January 28th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, for music's biggest night, including can't-miss performances by Childish Gambino, Lady Gaga, Little Big Town, Pink, and so much freaking more. Watch the show across screens, including mobile, desktop, and TV-connected devices. Start your free trial of CBS All Access now by visiting cbs.com/Stassi. And that's Stassi. So stream it on your phone. If you can't be by a TV, stream it on your iPad. Go do it. I'm so excited. This is amazing. It's kind of just like a game changer. So I obviously am having you on here. We'll get out of.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
It's great to be back. How long has it been?
It's been
way too long. That's
yeah.
Long it's
I
been.
Feel like over a year.
I missed your face. I missed your voice.
Well, I'm so.
Donning my Stassi Schroeder headphones.
Thanks.
These are pretty sweet.
Am I going to have to just.
Excuse me.
All right, Luda. Yeah. Like shut the fuck up. So I am having you on for two separate reasons. Okay. I've been thinking about a lot recently. Obviously, you know, I'm out there in the dating world, and my listeners always ask, whenever I go online and ask people, what do you want to hear about on my podcast? Everybody says they want dating advice. That is by far number one. And girls, I feel like, can't give dating advice. I feel like you want to hear it from a guy.
Well, I think girls can give dating advice maybe to a guy, but
yes.
Girls can't give other girls dating advice because then you're just going around in circles. You need to get the dating advice from the opposite sex.
Yes.
That you're trying to
lure
into your web of lies.
That's, yes. That's really actually what it is. It's all a web of lies. Everything is a facade.
Exactly. Stassi works out now. She's going to be a personal trainer.
I'm so athletic-y now.
Exactly. You put that on your Tinder profile, your Bumble profile.
I'm not on dating sites anymore.
You got out of them. We're done.
I am totally done with that.
Just excommunicated.
Even this this final breakup with Patrick, like what, 6 or 7 months ago, however long that was. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't even do it once.
Good for you. Good for you.
It's too, I just can't.
Yeah.
It's too, I don't like it.
I think it's become so saturated in, especially where we live. It's become like the norm. It's actually more, I mean, it's a hookup site.
It's
basically what it is.
It is a hookup site.
Me and Kristen met on Bumble when it was new and interesting and wasn't Tinder and it wasn't like just dirty hookup, hot sex all the time when you're trying to meet somebody online. No, it was actually, hey, how you doing? Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Not many people do that anymore. So I think now it's just become like the norm. And now you don't really meet people in bars or restaurants or the library or the gym.
No, that's so true. So, you know, why don't we just get into this discussion, this topic, and then I'll end on the other reason you're here. Because one of the questions that I got, I tweeted out to people questions, and one of them was, do any of the guys that are on dating apps actually want to commit? And I'm like, does Carter even know people on dating apps anymore? Do you?
Yeah. I know a bunch of people on dating apps. A lot of my friends are single. Oh, yeah.
So dating apps are... I don't really know any girls on dating apps. Because they're all 22 Instagram model hoes.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're selling fit tees and whatnot. And they got to be a...
So I don't know. I don't know them.
Social lights or not. What are they? I don't even know what they call
them anymore. They're like social media... influencers or whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
That's what it is. Influencers. You're not influencing anybody. It's all a bunch of bullshit. But I do know, and actually the people that I know that are on the dating websites are around our age, a little older, and they're actually, they are the ones that are actually looking for relationships.
So like which website? Which dating web?
Bumble, apps? Tinder, Raya.
Tinder? People are actually...
Not Tinder. They're not on Tinder. Sorry. Definitely Bumble, Raya. What's the other one? Like... Plenty of Fish or something like that. Is that even a thing still?
I would think so.
Yeah, there's like, they're on numerous ones. And one of my buddies is on it, and he's definitely on it looking to have a relationship, but he's also the guy who's like, okay, well, if I made a 22, 23-year-old who wants to have sex, that's okay too. That's a bonus.
Okay, but you see, us older women...
Well, how old are you again? 29?
I'm 29.
You're a little baby.
Us older women can't compete with 23-year-old chicks... that are just out there to bang, and that's it. Granted, not even the 23-year-olds are out there for that.
But do you want to date the guy that's looking for that 23-year-old to just bang? No, so then you're
absolutely
not really competing
not.
With them because you're in a different class.
That's true. Well, I mean, I'm not on a right? dating website.
Exactly.
But you are 100% correct with that.
Maybe there needs... Well, I guess... Do they have a app out there that's for people? Oh, I guess... What's the one with the...
For
the
older
old,
people?
With the old dude? No, the one with the old guy. Oh, Match.com. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a little bit more like, hey, answer these questions. Let's see if we actually do vibe and mix together. And
that is true. That's actually a really good point, because I worked with Match.com last year for a little bit. And so I got to know what the whole process was. And you really have to.
Legit.
Yeah. You don't just like put your Instagram handle in and just like, you have to like really get involved.
Totally.
So ladies or gents, I guess, if you are on or looking.
Oh, we all, gentlemen want love too.
Well, I don't have as many male listeners as I do female listeners.
The Jon Snows need
love. The Jon Snows need some love. It's not just about the Khaleesi's.
All you Jon Snows out there, I got your back.
Shout out. I'd say go to Match.com if you're actually looking for a relationship.
Totally. But if you want to bang, that's fine. Use the apps.
Well, yeah, there's
swipe
nothing
left,
wrong.
Swipe right.
There's nothing wrong with that, because another question I got is, should every girl have a hoe phase before they get married?
A hoe phase?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I thought was kind of interesting.
That's a great question.
Because
I think everybody should have a hoe phase.
I kind of think so, too.
But a safe hoe phase.
Of course.
You know,
we don't.
But I think you need this, like a hoe phase kind of helps you figure out what you like, what you don't like, exactly. Not even just like sexually wise, but like with people, like your type of person, you know?
Of course, yes.
And it gets you out there and you start to meet more people. You become more conversational with everybody. Like, I think you learn more things about yourself faster.
Yes.
Like I went to Arizona State. I mean, that was like 4 years of hoe phase.
Yeah, totally.
Let's be honest. It's pretty amazing. Love that school. Go Devils.
Yeah. I have friends that have gone there, and yeah, they went through their hoe phase.
Yeah.
I think a hoe phase is really important. I've been discussing this with my sister, because she has not gone through a hoe phase, and she's younger than me. She's going to be 23 in a month.
I don't think I've met her yet.
I don't believe you have. No.
What's her name?
Georgie. She has red hair. No fair. Okay.
She's got that special chromosome.
Yeah, but she was also like born tan.
What?
A tan
redhead?
Brown-eyed redhead. Like
your mom has red hair, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of fake-ish.
Strawberry blonde.
It's like more like a brunette. She like fakes that a little bit. But my sister was born like what? Like a freaking alien. But she's been in the same relationship for 5 years, since she was like in high school, and they're going to get married.
Where do they live?
In like Arrowhead.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, I'm obsessed with her boyfriend. I love and adore her boyfriend. He's a wonderful man, a wonderful guy for her. But she didn't have her hoe phase. So I'm like, how?
Okay, well, here's the thing. But she also, I think that's okay. When you're with somebody that you love for so long, like a high school sweetheart thing, like that's like the country song dream. You know what I mean? Like everybody, when you're growing up, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't think about having a hoe phase as a kid and like a younger teen. Like, that's what is a hoe phase? If that doesn't happen, you don't meet that special someone super early and like have that work out and like you guys are best friends and everything in common and all this stuff. Like, obviously,
yeah,
like something is going right in the relationship.
Yeah.
Then that's fine. They can totally do that. But if that doesn't work out and then you go from like bad relationship to bad relationship to bad relationship and you're a serial dater, then I think you have an issue, because you don't know who you are. You don't know what you like. You're meeting some guy like, oh, and then like next thing you know, like your boyfriend and girlfriend for like 2 years. Like you need to have a time for yourself, like what you're having right now.
So
you're having yourself time. You're figuring out who you are, right?
Yeah.
How much have you learned about yourself recently?
I learn more about myself when I'm not in a relationship than when I'm in one. 100%.
Because you're doing everything for yourself. You don't have anybody to rely on. It's you and you only.
Yeah. So it is true, though. It's like different strokes for different folks. You know, different things work for different people.
Exactly.
My sister and I could not be more different. But we also live in completely different types of areas. I live in fucking West Hollywood.
I'm going to say Lake Arrowhead probably isn't like the most popular place to find like a handsome, attractive young man to be a hoe with.
That's true.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
The population is not that large.
Exactly.
Let's just say that.
Less fish in the pool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so how do you feel about ghosting? I have opinions about ghosting, because one question I got was, is it okay to ghost somebody after one or two dates? And I'm like, yeah, I think, I personally think so, but I have opinions about ghosting. It depends on how, sometimes I would prefer to be ghosted. It depends on how far along.
Yeah. That's a slippery slope. I think.
Because I've talked about this with, you know, Rachel did her fair before she got with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. She did her fair share of dating, way more than I did. Mm-hmm. And she got all types ghosted, but also got men that would like text her like this really long
Non-stop.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, but like a long message saying, I think you're great. I just don't think this is going to work out. And she's like, we've legitimately only been on one date. Like, you didn't have to write that. Like, it could have just.
Yeah, that was not necessary.
Yeah. And so I'm like,
you just never had to call me again. It would have been fine.
Yeah. So now I'm like, I don't know how I feel about ghosting. Yeah. Ghosting might be the way to go about it.
I mean, well, is it ghosting after one date? No, it's just.
When does it become ghosting? That
are better to do. I think ghosting is when you are expecting someone to call you back. Like after maybe the second or third date, like you've gone past first base, second base.
What you if know you, what I mean? You give bit, it up on the first
know
date though?
You have a connection. Well, then you're in their hoe phase.
Then you're in your hoe phase.
So then you're not ghosting everybody. You're just having sex.
That's true.
Just getting it in.
That's a good point.
So, man, I've ghosted before.
Have you ever been ghosted on?
Have I ever been ghosted on? I'd probably, yeah. But also, I haven't been in like the dating pool for a little while. I'm trying to remember. I know I've definitely I've definitely thought I've hit it off with a chick back in the day, and then we maybe went on another date, and then it kind of like fizzled out. But I've definitely like gone on dates and been like, yeah, this is not going to work out. Like, you'll drop them off at their house and be like, okay, see you later. Peel out. But yeah. Like the ghosting thing now is such a, I think it's just like a hashtag ghosting. Like it's people just like a fad. I don't want to hang out with you anymore. So I'm not going to call you. Like if I don't like this person, I'm not going to call them to hang out.
Right. But so I would prefer an explanation it sometimes. For anything.
What, just because we had a date and I bought you dinner. And does that mean now we're like connected?
I would prefer ghosting. To be ghosted at some point. Like it at a certain point in the beginning, I don't want to hear an explanation as to why you don't like me.
Exactly. Because I love myself and I don't really want to know why you don't love me.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I think I'm perfect.
But if I were to be ghosted after like
when it's serious, like when you know that you have a thing, like a Jesus, like what if you like hung out for like a month and the dude just dipped out? Like, but that's did the guy die?
But how often are you seeing the guy? There's so many factors. Like, do you see him once a week? Do you see him every day? Like, do you
see
him?
Is he a booty call?
Exactly. What do you guys do together? Do you like actually do activities, or is it just at night, or is it just in a group of people? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so like, you know, there are so many different types of like dating styles.
So maybe there's different types of ghosts. Like, are you like a Casper? Are you like the Pac-Man ghost? Are you?
Oh my God. My mind is blown. I love that
there's
idea.
There's gotta be different categories and levels of ghosting.
Different. I'm actually writing this down for future reference.
That would be a good
different type of ghosts. Yeah. Like, are you one that scares the shit out of me? Are you one that actually haunts people? You know, are we talking poltergeist or are we talking?
What about like Slimer from Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I thought he was likable.
He was kind of cool.
So
I'd hang out with him.
They're all different types of ghosting.
Remember Ecto Cooler? I see.
What?
Drink? I see. They made a drink after Slimer.
Where?
I see. It was called Ecto Cooler.
You're
remember
not
those like juice boxes back in the day?
You're not that much older than me.
3 years.
That's not a lot. Huh. How do I not know this? I know high C. I mean, it was not encouraged. Fuck you, Mom. Oh, I was supposed to try and stop cursing. My dad actually texted me recently and he was like, loved your last podcast. Can you please stop cursing?
You're right. No, it's a dirty habit. Kristen yells at me all the time.
It's really, really hard though.
It is, because you can definitely portray a little bit more anger when you say the F-word.
Well, I'm a little aggressive. You know, I have aggro tendencies.
It's okay. We all do.
Okay, next question, next topic. And you might not remember this, but I want you to try and think of your friends and what they do.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about like right away when you first start dating someone, when you first meet someone. So like the first two dates.
Okay.
how much do guys stalk the girls' social media? I'm not talking I'm not talking about like once you've already like established that you like each other. Mm-hmm. I'm talking first couple, first few dates.
How much does a guy stalk the girl they're going to go on a date with?
Yeah, like how important is that? How important is the social media and how often are you looking at it? Think about your friends.
I think it's actually pretty important. We do it.
Definitely because girls do it.
I mean, it's not to the point as like Kristen would do, like do like a total background check on you. Kristen, and like check your credit score and make sure your FICOs are good and everything.
Kristen,
we
could
definitely
anything.
Don't do that. It's more of, let me see how good you look in a bikini. Hopefully you have some posted
really?
On there. Or let me show my buddies like, yo, I'm about to go on a date with this girl. Look at her. Oh my God.
Well, what about like their Instagram stories or Snapchat or things like that?
Well, she also has to be public because if she's private and you guys aren't already friends, like that's just.
Okay. So
you, know I mean? So you got to like get past that first hurdle. If she is private, if she's public, game on. You're definitely going to watch it. You're going to check it out.
And,
you
got to
make sure she's not dating. Like before she goes out with you, she's not out with another dude. Like how into social media is this girl? Because there's a certain line of being too self-involved, like people that we know.
But I'm like,
then there's like
I'm
the
like
line
self-involved
of
a
you're
little,
doing it for
a lot.
Like work and like stuff that's funny and like it's okay. There's like there's such a
I'm picking
funny,
up what you're putting down.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to make sure this bitch ain't crazy.
Yes. But do men worry about like their, like say if a guy watches someone's Snapchat or Instagram story, do guys worry about their name popping up so the girl can see that he watched it?
That happens.
Well, I don't get to see that because I have too many followers.
But how would you know when does the name pop up? Oh, like if she's live?
If it's like an Instagram story or a Snapchat, you can see. If your friends on Instagram or your friends on Snapchat, you can see if someone has viewed your story.
Right? I've never done Instagram story.
I'm about to.
I'm not into it because I think it's. I don't really need people knowing that I just ate a bagel.
I do.
You know what I mean?
I need people.
My bagel
to
and
schmear
is my own business.
No. That onion bagel with chive cream cheese is going to be out there for everyone to see.
Yeah, especially for everyone to smell your breath.
Right? I'm going to show you this.
Hot breath.
So
you can legitimately see the name pop up when someone watches it?
See that?
Do you have to be on it?
You can see
what? That's
everyone
such
who's
an
looked at
of privacy.
It. Yeah, it's not an invasion. I'm putting myself out there.
Exactly.
So
that's
okay.
So
it's if you're putting yourself out there with your Instagram story, you expect. So meaning.
But you're also the crazy person who's going to look and see who looked at your shit.
I can't. I have too many followers. So I don't know. I can't see when.
But girls do this?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding? Yes.
Interesting.
My friends who.
Can't get away with anything anymore.
Don't have 1.1 mil, humble brag,
what?
On Instagram.
Jesus.
They are like, I wonder if that guy looked at my story. I wonder. Yeah, I see this
all
the time.
Well, how do you feel? Here's a question. How do those girls feel when they see that the guy actually did look at it?
They get excited.
Really?
Yeah.
So that means that she likes him a little bit.
Yeah. Well, no one's looking to see if a dude that they don't care about has looked at their story.
So she's going through all the names and being like, oh my God, yay.
Normally, it's not that many names.
So that's almost stage 5 psycho.
It's not. I don't think so. I think we're in the world. We're in the world of social media. I think social media has 555.
Kristen,
just shout out to her.
Love you, boo.
I think that social media has changed dating completely.
Oh, 100%.
So I don't think it's stalkery or weird for a girl when if she has the ability to, like, who has like a normal amount of friends on Instagram. Mm-hmm. To look to see if the dude she likes watched her story. I think that's just like 2018.
Just normal now, huh?
Yeah.
Just the new norm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah, I guess it's okay with me. I mean.
But your guys have, like, your friends haven't talked about that. Like, oh, I'm going to watch this girl's story. Like, if she sees it, is it going to be weird if she sees it, I watch it? Do I have to play hard to get?
I just found out that you can see the name. Like, that's just
blowing
my mind.
Oh, so you legit did not know.
I had no idea. Because you can't see who looks at your pictures.
No, but meaning I can't. I wish I had a private Instagram so I could be like a stalker.
Make like, a fake one like Kevin Durant did. Did you know that? You know who Kevin Durant is?
Plays is that a sports person? Yeah. Okay. He's Anytime I don't know who someone
he
is.
He made a fake account so he could comment and do things and mess around on it without being judged and harassed.
Okay.
Because everything nowadays is like, if you say one thing, it's like, oh my God, someone's going to be up in arms and someone's going to think it's funny.
Who are you talking to right now?
Just talking about everybody.
Obviously, I'm
exactly
very much aware of that.
Like, you want to have access to these people, yet you want to judge them on the stuff that they're giving you, which is not fair at the same time. Like, it's just, if you want to have them be real and just talk and hang out and have that intimacy and that close connection like you can on social media nowadays, then you shouldn't be judging them for everything that they do. Because we're not judging you for everything that you do. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, now they have to go be secretive about it.
Yeah. I'm not ever going to be secretive. I just don't think it's my style of living.
No, but it's also, it's not fair to you. And it's not fair to your fans and everybody who wants to have this access to your life. Not just you, but like in general, like athletes and everything. Just people are so sensitive.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I mean, it's
they're allowed to be.
It's fine.
You got to tiptoe through the tulips.
Yeah. All right. Next quest. Now, this is a weird one because, well, it's just you're my friend's boyfriend. And I don't even know if you do this, but maybe your friends do.
I'm going to say yes before you even say it.
Why? Why do dudes send dick pics without being asked for them?
Who people do that?
I guess
I've never.
I got that. multiple tweets asking about this question because.
So this is like a thing going on that dudes no are one, sending I mean, dick pics without even.
No one sends me any. Like I mean, I haven't ever. I don't receive that shit. But I mean, I don't ask for
it. Do you want one?
No, I don't want mm-hmm. one. Like I wouldn't. Mm-mm. That literally does nothing for most women. Some women will argue, "Oh, I like it," but
really,
I've read, you know, I've watched people argue each other, but for the most part, no. So you don't know anyone that's going around doing this, because like,
I mean, I don't think guy's not going to tell a dude, his buddy that, hey, I just sent a dick pic to this chick and she didn't even ask for it.
Really, like, I feel like Jax Taylor
would. Have no idea. Maybe, well, that's.
I'm pretty sure, true. Like that's the person. Who was sending?
He is that guy sending dick pics. One. Well, his dick pic is probably circulating as like, other dudes' dick pics, so they don't have to take a dick pic.
Yeah, that's actually.
Just think about like the good lighting you got to get, and like the if you send a bad dick pic, like you're that guy with a bad dick pic. You got to make sure it's.
I legitimately
and like.
That's a good point.
You only get one dick pic to send.
It takes a lot of effort.
Dick pic's gonna live with you forever.
I just want to know what women out there are receiving these, because none of my friends receive those. I don't receive those. Mm-mm. I don't really. Even like in a relationship, say like when Patrick and I were in a long distance relationship, never asked for that. Hey, never babe, wanted it. Was
pic?
Never sent that. Like that's not.
Yeah.
I don't.
Is that so? You don't get like all turned on when you see a penis?
Not just a photo of it. Like it. No. It's just weird.
Yeah, I've never sent Kristen one. I don't think I ever would. It's not really my jam.
Listen,
it's
well,
I weird. It just seems weird to me.
I want to do a PSA for people out there. Don't ever send any nudes with your photo, your head,
face.
In them. With your face. I learned.
Or like any kind of like maybe like a tattoo or a birthmark, anything that's an identifying marker. Definitely don't do that.
Yes. No. Trust me. I'm only worth $900. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That was some bullshit.
That was some bullshit. $900 for a video? Frank Herlihy can go suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
Seriously. You know what? I'm going to call him out and say this right now. When we were at Sur for... No, it's about time. I've waited long 100%. Enough. It's been years.
To get everything you're gonna get.
So I feel like I'm allowed to... You know... Hashtag fucking me too. I'm allowed to come out and say who was the person who tried to sell mm-hmm. my private video, Frank Herlihy. And two girls came up to me at Sur recently and they were like, Frank, I just want to let you know, like, we know Frank. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And I described how I wanted to torture and murder him in great detail. Yes, and they were like, well, he's like living up in the middle of nowhere, New York State, working at a deli. So like, you're fine.
Yeah, you won on that one.
I'm like, for
what
real?
What he did was so just horrible, and I'm sorry you had to go through that. I mean, that is like...
Well, I mean, I'm fine now.
You are fine, but I mean, at the time, it's like something that no one needs to go through, no one needs to ever experience. Someone try to take advantage of you for just being in a relationship-ish.
Yeah.
And like, it's just not right. It's not fair.
I dated some shady ass people when I was younger.
You did.
I mean, I think that's just part of like going
that's
through
your
like,
hoe phase.
That was my hoe phase. Mm-hmm. Dating shady ass people.
And now you know shady people are not your jam.
Yes. Not my faves.
Not your faves.
Not my faves. Okay. Next question is something that I feel like you probably do. I feel like I've heard Chris and Bitch about this.
Boy.
It's very innocent. I've got a wife that was writing about her husband, and it was like one of the longest tweets. I think it was like multiple tweets, and it's about something that's so innocent, but it's about controlling the TV and how men, and this is the thing they do. Men control the TV. And then they say, hey, well, why don't you pick something? And then the second that you do pick something, it's like they then come at you and they're like, you're always the one picking what we watch on TV. No, bro. No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not how it goes.
You
down.
Do this. I think you do this. I'm
oh,
pretty
I control
sure
the TV
I have told
for
I've,
sure.
I feel like I've heard Kristen Bitch about that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can only take so much Kardashian and so much like I love Ellen. I'm down to watch Ellen. That's fine. But she wants like the Kardashians and then like whatever other like reality show is going on at the time. Oh my God. I'm like, I can't listen to these voices going on all day in the background. Just like,
okay, well,
put on some sports and then it's just calm. It's cool.
No,
it's way better.
I can't. No.
No.
Are there even sports during the day, Monday
sports
through Friday?
Talk shows. Pardon the interruption.
You make Kristen watch sports talk shows.
No, she hates them. She hates those shows.
But listen,
but that's only I
I'm
only
gonna
get
fight
two.
For
I
Chris.
Get two, and then no. She gets the rest. Like she yelled at me the other night. We got home from bowling, and we watched Watch What Happens Live, or I think we watched some of Vanderpump. Watch What Happens Live, and then like she was like doing something, and I started watching Street Outlaws on the show on Discovery about like car racing. And I was like, I love the show, watching it since the beginning. She comes in, sits down, she's like, put The Bachelor on. I'm like, why?
You like The Bachelor?
Like, we just I not no not,
this not one.
The Bachelor. I like Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay.
And this guy, I don't know. I don't get this guy.
I don't get this. I don't
he
get
is,
him either.
I don't know. And the girl Crystal.
I haven't.
That
see,
voice
haven't
makes me want to like
it.
Just me. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
So that's on in the background. I'm like watching my show, and she's like, put The Bachelor on. And I'm like, babe, I can't do three of your shows in a row. Like, I'll do two, and then I get one. You can have one, blah, blah, blah. We can mix it up. But I need, like, a different kind of substance. Like, we need
that
something
was,
else to hear.
No, that was just a Monday,
my
though.
Ears,
hold on.
It hurts my ears.
I'm going to ask Kristen about this. The next time she has my podcast,
oh, God.
I'm going to ask her for her rebuttal.
Her rebuttal?
Yeah, and I'm gonna be like, what do you say to the fact that
oh,
he...
Oh, she's going
to
rip me a new one. It's not fair.
That he thinks that you get to watch what you want to watch.
No. I definitely have... I watch more of the stuff I want to watch.
Right.
Well, half the time she's on her phone anyways, not paying attention. Like, have you ever watched a movie with the girl? She's the girl who asks you the questions about things
yeah.
that I know exactly the same amount of information, so I don't know the answer
well,
either.
You know that I refuse to sit next to Kristen in a movie theater.
Oh, yeah, because she's always checking in on you to see, like, are you...
Do,
just, yeah,
do you,
how
are
do
you
feel?
Feeling,
how do you feel?
How do you feel? Are you... She watches me watch the movie. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like... Are you crying
that's,
the way
that
I'm crying? Are we? Yes.
Going on.
Are, like she likes to just connect, which is very sweet.
It's
very sweet. She wants to connect with whoever is watching the movie with her, but annoying as fuck.
100%.
Granted, I'm surprised that I lasted in Jumanji, maybe because it was so funny. But
that
she didn't annoy me.
Amazing.
She didn't annoy me one time.
By the way, Jack Black should be nominated for an Oscar for his role in Jumanji.
Totally agree.
Crushed it.
All I kept thinking,
and I love The Rock. The Rock is the man.
Oh well, The Rock is like
the whole movie was amazing.
Everything.
Go see it if you haven't seen it yet. Go see Jumanji, the new one. It is fantastic.
Well, I want you to picture something while you're watching it. I want you to picture Kristen as was the redhead girl. She had red hair.
Yeah.
and me as Jack Black.
Yes, you are totally Jack Black.
Well, because
I could see Jack Black playing you in a Vanderpump Rules spoof.
Our friend was saying that, like, all that's all he could think about the whole entire time. Like, Stassi is the chick that got turned into Jack Black, and Kristen is the chick that got to still be a chick. And now, and she was hot. Yeah, really
and
hot.
She was badass.
What? Yeah. What the fuck?
You got screwed on that one.
I really did. Overall screwed me over. That's his nickname, by the way.
Overall?
Overalls. I don't...
Oh, okay.
I don't...
I know what you're talking about.
I don't name names.
Of course he did.
Yeah, so what the fuck is that? Why are you calling me Jack
Black? Was that while he was eating his nachos, popcorn, and goobers, or the other
His name is Overalls. It's okay.
I know what you're talking about.
It's okay.
I'm not going to say his name.
You just...
I said, was that while he was eating?
Listen, all I know is that I am not freaking Jack Black. So what the mother...
But I do see it after Overall said it.
Not that annoying.
No.
As a girl.
No, you're not that
we
bad.
We know worse.
But your kind of mannerisms and just... oh my God, it was so perfect. Just go see the movie and you guys be the judge and then tweet Stassi and be like, Carter is so right.
Carter...
Overalls is so right.
Overalls and Carter... They're
overalls, flower
so
shirt,
red
shoes,
don't
and a funky hat.
Stop. All right. So we're going to move on right now because I want to ask you a little about a bit. I've been thinking a lot about, well, because the show's airing. And so, you know, obviously we're around Lisa Vanderpump and we're around Ken and all that a lot. And all of us have dogs. That's like one thing that I think bonds like our cast is that we all are dog lovers, especially like with me and Kristen, when like me and Kristen building a relationship back with Lisa, being dog lovers and being
so. I think there's only one person who doesn't have a dog.
And that is.
Your favorite person. I'm not going to, without to say names.
Yeah, you can. Oh, there's two. I was thinking two.
Who's the other one? Sheena. And
Sheena and James Kennedy.
Okay, yeah, so like the
which makes so much sense.
I actually like Sheena though. I think she's I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, fine. So, but I wanted to talk about, you know, what Lisa's doing with the Vanderpump Dog Foundation and
so amazing.
And I thought that you were a great person to like have on the podcast at the same time because you and Kristen both adopted Bowie.
We did.
Which has been really hard.
It has been, but it's been amazing. He's such a lover, and he's so sweet, and he's so protective of Kristen that it's almost become a problem. It has become a problem.
Really?
Because he's so protective of Kristen. Not so much me. Like, if I walk him and Gibson together, they're usually pretty good. And so, like, he doesn't... Well, being in a shelter for 2 months and, like, literally on...
The streets.
On, like, he was death on the- row. He was about to be put down.
Yeah.
And who knows how long he was on the streets. Who knows, like, the background he has, like, where he came from, what his family life was like that before that. Because he's obviously had a family because he's potty trained very well. He has pretty good manners inside. You know what I mean? Like, he knows, like, his boundaries inside and whatnot. It's, the problem is when we go out and we're walking them, he hates huskies, he hates pit bulls, he hates bigger dogs in general for the most part. And... He, especially when Kristen walks him, he gets very aggressive and tries to go after these dogs. Granted, he has no teeth because he's been probably chewing on fences and everything like that. Like, he has barely has his canines. That's it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's something that we don't know what his past was, and so we're trying to, you know, acclimate him into our lives. And he's become a lot better. He's probably
y'all have done a magnificent
job. Zero to about 60%. You know what I mean? Like, he's great when the dog comes into our house. And he gets to meet him and hang out and, like, not be so protective, especially with Kristen. He says that's his mama's boy.
Yeah.
Big time. Big time. Gibson's mine. Sorry, babe. But we did get a trainer. We have a trainer that's going to be working with him just to help him be less freaked out and scared and so on defense all the time. So make his life happier. You know what I mean? So he won't be so skittish and nervous around other dogs and we can all be a happy family.
How did you guys make the decision to adopt him? I forget.
It's actually a crazy story. So it was what's it been now? We've had him for a year. So a year ago.
Just a year?
Yeah.
It feels longer than that.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
A little over a year. So it was about right before Thanksgiving last year. Mm-hmm. Not this last one, the one before.
Yeah.
Her friend who rescues dogs from being put down from shelters is like, sends us a video of Bowie in the kennel at the shelter, just like sad and just looking malnourished. And she's like, do you guys know anyone who could take him in and like foster him and all this stuff? I'm like, okay, you just sent us this video. Like, of course we'll take him in. Like, there's no way we're going to let this dog be put down. So we were leaving that town. So we were gone for a couple of weeks and we came back. She had already picked him up at the shelter and like got him taken care of. And this shelter, not a good shelter. He had an eye infection and they put him under and they cut off his manhood and like did all that.
Yeah.
But you know, he was sick and like, he should not have been put under. And it's just the whole way it went down was not good, but he ended up being okay. Like, she took him back. Like, we got him like eye medication and everything, took care of him. We got him like right before Christmas. And, since then him and Gibson became best friends right away. And
yeah.
Now he's warmed up and he's super loving and he's sleeping in the bed and he's so sweet. And he's like, we think he's seven. We want to say now.
Yeah, that's rough. So many people have been asking me like, where's Zoe in my Instagram stories? I'm like, she's 15, yeah. And she's like almost fully blind.
She's
so
the queen of the castle.
She's the queen of the castle, but she's not wanting to be a star and as play, you know, exactly. The way that she used to be. But you know, I think it's really great that, and I encourage everybody who like travels to LA to go into mm-hmm. Vanderpump Dogs.
Definitely.
Because they're legit taking care of, these dogs are being treated like better than the Sir staff.
I mean, their place rescuing, is pretty amazing.
It's incredible.
The things they're doing are fantastic.
Well, it looks like Sir some shit. It looks like Villa Blanca or something. Like, you know, there are jewels everywhere. It's like
pink and purple and
it's beautiful.
It's awesome.
And you know, I do want to like give a shout out to John Sessa,
yes,
Dr. John Sessa, and like Ken and Lisa and what they're doing.
100%.
The fact that they've gone to Washington, D.C. and they've talked to Congress and they're trying to, you know, deal with this whole Yulin dog meat festival. I mean, can you believe, I don't know if people are fully aware of this, that there's actually a festival where people eat dog meat, where it's encouraged, where they like, and they think that like, what, the more they torture
oh,
the dogs,
the more they torture the dogs,
the better the meat tastes.
Like,
and
however,
the better it's
going to
be for you. It's disgusting.
It's not even, it shouldn't even, oh my God. It's so sad.
So Dr. John has like, I mean, he's gone everywhere.
He goes, saves dogs from China.
Legitimately.
He's going to Haiti coming up. Like, I know Kristen and Katie, and you were talking about possibly going down there and helping them out.
Yeah.
I mean, just, they got all those beagles. The beagles save.
Yeah.
Save the beagles.
They've been doing so much. And I want to encourage everybody to go to Vanderpump Dogs, or at least like look into the Vanderpump Dog Foundation, because I can't. It makes me.
They have dogs
cute.
For adoption. So if you guys
yes.
are looking for a dog, adopt. Don't shop.
Yeah,
you know, come see. They have the most cute, adorable puppies. Like just everything in there. It's just they are just saving these dogs and giving them a better life, cleaning them up, making them healthy.
Yeah,
one more happy home for another dog was a great day.
It's the best.
It's the best.
So wanted to end on that. Thank you. Ooh, I do have something else to tell you though.
Yeah.
You and Kristen are kind of screwed a little bit.
Oh.
It has something to do with support animals, because you know you guys like to travel with your dogs.
We do.
Did you hear about Delta and American Airlines?
Yes. This year, right? What do you
this
have to do?
This was like
now?
A month. This happened like a couple weeks ago. Well,
we
now.
Have January 1st. You have to actually get them to accept your.
It's really hard to have a support animal on to bring on the flight now for Delta and American, because people were bringing ducks. They were
what?
Bringing a kangaroo.
It's awesome.
There were photos of kangaroos. I'm like, I am so fucking pissed that I didn't think about doing that as a joke.
Notes?
They had to. It was as a support animal.
So what do you have to do now to get it to be okay?
All I know is that it's just like way tougher.
Yeah.
So Kristen
there goes that.
Is kind of screwed.
We both are. They actually fly so good. They sleep the entire time.
Yeah, well, now they're not going to be able to. So
well, I'm not putting them down below.
I wouldn't either. I would rather drive my dogs across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
But just Bummer. Wanted
to. It was
to...
so much easier when you just had a doctor's note and a couple cards that say their name and picture on it.
Yeah. No, you can't just buy that for like $50 online
Man,
anymore.
What does this world come to?
Kristen's going to be so annoyed. Her Delta Amex.
Oh my God.
She's going to have to switch airlines.
Well, I'm actually kind of fed up with Delta personally. They mess up every single time we go there.
Okay, well, I've never had a problem with Delta, so I don't want this podcast to be about shitting on Delta.
Never.
I still love Delta. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for giving my Khaleesi's dating and relationship advice.
I tried. I just hope everybody just finds the person that they love and they're happy forever.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Or go have a hoe phase.
Or go have a hoe phase. Hoe phases can be fun.
Exactly.
I got mine out of the way like a really long time ago. But so
likewise, same here.
Now I'm more like, if I'm not going to be like dating someone, I'd rather just like be at
so
home
you're
with
in
my
your
dogs.
Netflix and chill phase.
With my dogs.
With your dogs. Yeah. Bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Box of tissues. Watch some rom-coms.
Yeah. Instagram story it.
Instagram story the heck out of it. See who looks at my Instagram stories. Stalk the shit out of them.
Wake up the next morning, regret everything that I Instagrammed. Realize that like I need something to like someone to be there to. I shouldn't be in charge of my own Instagram anymore. Like someone, it's embarrassing when I wake up in the morning.
I wouldn't say that. I like your stories. I think they're pretty good.
I've been known to do some embarrassing things. You know, there's been some karaokeing. There's been some talk to the camera that doesn't make any sense. I'm now starting to sweat and I'm getting really embarrassed. So I'm going to end this.
Don't do it.
Everyone go follow Carter at It's a Real Beard.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled
B-E-A-R-D.
That way. On Twitter and on Instagram.
Yeah. Both.
And
big time on both.
Check out Vanderpump. Oh, it's your birthday episode.
Oh, that's right.
This coming Monday.
Because
this podcast episode is going to come out tomorrow. So,
and Kristen's going to be on Watch What Happens Live on Monday
right
after.
Perfect.
So tune in.
So everyone tune in to watch Carter's birthday and Kristen on Watch What Happens Live.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you're not going to see a lot of me because I was probably drunk as shit and everybody was yelling at each other.
That I'm so excited to watch it.
Was it you that got me the carrot cake? No.
Wait.
Was it?
I mean, I take Xanax way too.
That's my favorite.
Wait. It's like ringing a bell.
I feel like you picked it up.
I feel like I did.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, by the way.
All right.
It's my favorite.
Thanks for being here.
Love you.
Love you, bro.